Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. We're holding the third line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Umi Islay L'Rav Chizda Hoyel. Does Rav Chizda hold the din of Hoyel? What's the din of Hoyel that we're talking about in our Gemara? So we go back to Samach Beis Amud Beis, roughly 8-9 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara brings a brisa which begins Tan Rabbanan Shnei Seira Yom HaKippurim Sheshchotan Bachutz Ad Shelay Higril Aleihem. Before the Kohen Gadol was magril on the two Seirim on Yom Kippur, what happened? Somebody went and snatched away one or both of the Seirim and shechted them Bachutz, means outside the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the brisa chayiv al shneim. He'll be chayiv for the iser of shchutei chutz. The iser of shchutei chutz, which state in the Torah, is that if someone shechs a potential carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, l'shem carbon, then since he didn't shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash, he shechted it outside, if he did this, the mezid, he gets kares. And here, if the person shechted two of them, he can't give two times kares. But assuming that he did it mishogeg, then he'd have to bring two chatois. Mishigralein, however, once there was a hagrola, so one of them is sir lashem, and one of them is sir lazozo, chayiv al shoshem, upater al shalazozo. He'll only be chayiv on the shem, he won't be chayiv on the azozel. We're going to talk about that halacha later on in today's daf, but the focus is going to be on the first halacha. And the first halacha says the Gemara again, actually higrel alein chayiv al shneim lamai chazu. After all, if there's no hagrola, these are two animals, but why would there be a din of shchutei chutz if you shech them outside? Rashi points out they're not just total chulin animals, because every day of the week we of course have shochtim that shecht chulin outside the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the meat that we eat every day. So what does the Gemara mean? Says Rashi, these two animals are imbued with Kedusha because they were purchased with funds from the Trumas HaLishka. So therefore there's already a presumption that they are going to be for Kabbalas. But the question is, why are you chayv l'maychazi? Based on what? Is Amrav Chizda Hoyl Veroy Lesur HaNasa B'chutz? What's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is because before the Hagrola took place, we have not designated either of these Karbonas yet for a Sur LaHashem or a Sur LaHazazel. They haven't been designated for anything. So what are you Chayiv on? I'm bringing a carbon which I should have brought in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm now bringing it outside the Beis HaMikdash. What carbon am I bringing? Is this an oil? Is this a shlomim? Is this a chatos? What is it that's going on over here? The Maikhazu, Amrav Chizda Hoyl Veroy Lesoyer HaNase B'chutz. Since both of these karbonis, instead of using them for the Soyer LaHashem or the Soyer LaHazazel, they could have been used for the Soyer. What's the Soyer HaNase B'chutz? So we explained already yesterday, Soyer HaNase B'chutz is not in Parshas Achri Mois, but it's in Parshas Pinchas. It is one of the kabbonis that is part of the regular musafin. Typically, for all the Yom Tovim, it always says at the end, Usir Chatas Echad, Usir Yizem Echad Chatas. So you have to bring a carbon chatas, a sor, the Shem Rish Chodesh. That's Nasa B'chutz, meaning inside the Azara. If you were to go and bring sorry, Nasa B'chutz outside in the outside the Beis HaMikdash, there would be an issue of Shchutei Chutz. Frank Timara, why don't you go and say that it's right to go and bring for Sar Nasim Bifnim? After all, one of the two is going to be a Sar Nasim Bifnim. So Timara, because over there it's Mechusar Hagrola. Here it's not Mechusar Hagrola. It's Nochamol. Lemai Chazi Amrav Chizda Hoyl Veroy Lesor HaNasa B'chutz. Ufrei Dimora Maishno Lesor HaNasa B'fnim. Why don't we go and say that the reason why is Chayav and Shchutei Chutz, because each one of these two is roy to be a Sor HaNasa B'fnim after the Hagrola. So tomorrow, what's the reason why the Lemichus Hagrola? The loy. What's the reason why you didn't focus on the Sor HaNasa B'fnim, but rather you're focused on Sor HaNasa B'chutz on the Musav, the loy? Why the Lemichus Hagrola? Because the Sor HaNasa B'fnim was not designated yet because you weren't magrib. You couldn't go and bring the Sarnas B'chutz yet because there are tons of kabbalas that you have to do before you bring the carbon musaf that day. Besides your normal carbon Tomid Shul Shachar, there has to be the Chafinas Haktoides, and you have to have the Par, and you have to have the Soyer, and the Par you have to go and do the Fnai V'lefnim, and inside the Paroiches, and by the Mizbeach, and the same thing for the Soyer. So all of that's going to take time until you're going to get to the Soyer Hanas Mechutz. So Rav Chisda, Ein Mechutz is Man Leboi Bayoim, it does say Skornished. Since it's just a question of timing, in the Yetzir Shem, another half an hour, 2 hours, it's going to be ready. It's not considered Mechus Hazman, and therefore it's Roi Lavioi El Pesach Oil Mait. Okay, so now.
Well, when you're a Christus church, what can we just say it was done by Bikdin Sahab, who said, you know, once you do a bit of evidence, okay.
Doesn't apply, because it's a Bikdin Sahab avoda.
Right.
And therefore,
it should certainly be a bit of evidence. We know, Kwar Ben Rabbi Yehuda Ben Nechem,
it's
okay.
B'di'evet is kosher, that's what you're asking. And so therefore, since B'di'evet is kosher, so that should be the reason why Surah Nasa B'chutz. Ablamai says it's not this man for it yet. So what are you saying? You're saying, because Eim B'chutz is man by B'yam. That's what the Gemara is answering. You're putting aside that question, and you're saying, beside the fact that it's not B'chutz is man, you have the issue of that if the Kohen Gadol wanted to, he could bring it early, and he could put on the God of Manasseh, the big dog, and everything would be fine.
Right.
Yeah. We have the concept of Mechus Hazman. Mechus Hazman typically, for instance, is a behemah less than 8 days old. You can also have Mechus Hazman, like Gemara is going to bring later on, Legabe, a person who has to bring it within a certain time period, or after a certain time period. Such as, for instance, a Mitzoyra, which we spoke about yesterday. Of Yom Mashmini, he has to go and bring his Kabbalah. What happens if he brings it on day 5 or day 6? He's a Mechus Hazman. So the Gemara Nehavimina assumed that you cannot bring a Surah Nas Mechutz, meaning the Musaf, at 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. Why can't you bring it? Because it's Mechus Hazman. Because his man is a apostle of the card. That was the Gemara's Havamina. Says the Gemara, no, there is no such concept of man the Bay Bayam for the same day, because you don't cut the day into quarters or into hours. So therefore,
but we do on Erev Pesach, it's not a universal rule. We do at times cut it into.
Karm Pesach, we'll talk about shortly. We have to shout. But in the meantime.
I'm being myself in the green, too. Wasn't it two or was it one?
On Yom Kippur, there was, I think, one par, and maybe two eilim, and you have to look it up in Parshas Pinchas. Anyway, it was more than just a sorry. There's no such thing as just a sorry. There's always either par, and an eilim, and sometimes kvasim, depending on the Yom Tifur. And those are typically the parim, eilim, and kvasim, usually oilois. It's a sorry, which is typically the only chatas as part of the musaf package.
One small question. The difference between a sire and an eil. I know keves is until 12 months. An aisle is from 13 months beyond. Where is a sire? That sire is a goat. Is a goat.
Correct.
But what age is it relative to?
For purposes of regular kabbalah, it's no different. It's only the gabe karban pesach, for instance, where it says it's got to be a ben shana.
Okay.
Otherwise, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, otherwise, it's the sire. It's the same. It's the
same. Yeah. To my knowledge, it's the same from day one to day eight, and further. Anyway, so getting back to our gemara, ein mechus hazman leboi bayam. Good. So. Let's focus on the Hagdama for today's Gemara, and that is Rav Chisda said that the reason why a person is chayiv when he goes and shechs one or both of the animals that were going to have hagrola on Yom Kippur but did not have hagrola yet, if you were to go and shech them outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be chayiv because of the fact of hoyil v'ro'oi v'so'ir ha'nasa b'chutz, even though that was not the intention. But since there is that possibility, and after all, Surah Nasa B'chutz is a carbon that you would bring on Yom Kippur, if you shechted on Yom Kippur b'chutz, you'd be over on the halacha of Shchutei Chutz. Now, skipping to the third line, the top of Samach Gimel, Umat Aleph, Umi Islev Rav Chisda Hoyil, does Rav Chisda really hold the halacha of Hoyil? V'omer Rav Chisda. So we're asking a stira, Rav Chisda on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda spoke about until now Yom Kippur, and now we are going to Pesach. Pesach shishchotay b'chutz b'shar yemois hashono. We're not talking about Erev Pesach. We're talking about the Moshul today, Gimel Tammuz. When the Pesach that you shechted today, you shechted it b'chutz. What's the halacha? If you shechted it l'shmoy, meaning I had in mind I want to bring a Karban Pesach today. Person must be slightly deranged. But that was his kavana. I want to bring it for a Karban Pesach today. He's potter. Why is he potter? Because when it comes to Shchutei Chutz, the key is that it says in the pasuk, "V'el Pesach oil moed loy hevioy lahakrev korban Hashem lefnei mizbach Hashem," and then the pasuk says, "V'nichrasa nefesh." So it's got to be a carbon which you should have brought El Pesach oil moed. Should you have brought a carbon Pesach on Gimel Tammuz inside the Beis Hamikdash? Of course not. And so therefore, since it's not roy lahaviy El Pesach oil moed, what he's doing outside, he's potter, it's not shchutechutz. However, if it's shaloi lishmai, now we know the famous rule that a Pesach b'shari moisa shana shaloi bizmanoi becomes a shlomim. Ah, it's a karm shlomim. If I wanted to bring this karm shlomim inside the Beis Hamikdash, I could have, and I should have, because that's what it is, b'shari moisa shana. So if I brought it outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's chayav. Oh, very, very simple. Why is he chayav? Because it's roi levi al pesach al moed, and he brought it b'chutz, it's shchut echutz. So what Rav Chizkiya said on the surface makes tons of sense. But now the Gemara now is asking an inference. We said shaloi lishmoy is chayav. Shaloi lishmoy sounds like he had a conscious decision that I'm bringing this carbon pesach shaloi lishmoy, which means ishlamim b'shari moisa shana. It's time to shaloi lishmoy. Hostama, what would be if he didn't have any kavana whatsoever? He just took this set, which originally had been designated for Korban Pesach, and he's now bringing in on Gimel Tammuz without saying, I'm doing it l'shem Korban Pesach, I'm doing l'shem Shlom, ezok garnished, ezok tostama. What's the din? L'choyra l'shmoyhu. It would have the din of l'shmoy. And since it has the din of l'shmoy, then it would be potter. That's what it sounds like from Rav Chizkiya Salach. If he did it stama, it would have a din of lishmoy, and he'd be potter. Well, one second, even though stam would be lishmoy, but he could have, would have, should have, he could have, this is the svarif and hoyle. Since shaloi lishmoy bifnim, it would have been roi, so then this animal is roi lahadiyoi el pesach oil moy. So you're going to tell me, yeah, but that wasn't his kavanah. He just had in mind here shaloi lishmoy. This guy said, and not lishmoy lishmoy. He had in that mind stam, and stam is lishmoy, and lishmoy your potter. But there's a hoyle. So where do you get this hoyle? Just like Rav Chizkiya said, even though I didn't intend bringing this carbon bachutz l'shem carbon chatos for Yom Kippur, it was going to be one of the Hagrola Seirim, but prematurely I went and I shechted it bachutz. So it says Rav Chizkiya, it makes no difference, even though this was supposed to be for the Sar Hashem, Sar Lazazel, since there's a possibility, Konzai, it could have, it would have, it should have, Sar Nas bachutz, that's enough to go Mechayvim bachutz. So here too, it could have, would have, should have, this carbon could have been with a Beferisha Shaloi Lishmoi Machshava, which would make it into a shlam. It would be a wonderful carbon ba bithnim if I bring a bachutz. I should be chayev. And that's the Gemara's kasha, Rav Chizda on Rav Chizda. Every Gemara hachi hashta. You cannot compare carbon Pesach to the case of Yom Kippur. Why not? Hosam boyakira hay loy boyakira. There in the case of the carbon Pesach, this man the Omar, Rav Chizda, hold that it doesn't get automatically converted from a Karban Pesach to a Karban Shlomim. You gotta take a stand. You gotta go and say, Rabbeisai, it's after Pesach now. Why am I bringing it that? I want to bring it because I want to bring it for a Karban Shlomim. Because everybody knows, we learn the Sechus Pesachim, that a Karban Pesach, Bashari, Moise Shana, Shaloi Vishmoy is kosher. And I have in mind Taka Shaloi Vishmoy. I wanna, so if you Taka Oiker it, then you're right, it is royal avial pesach al moed. But until you make that stand and I'm oiker it, it remains a carbon pesach. A carbon pesach a whole year is worthless. Yes.
I maybe we get this answer, but just if it's after Pesach, I mean, if it's before Pesach, I understand, but it's after Pesach, and it has been designated as a Korban Pesach before the previous Pesach,
right?
Default, it has to become a Shlamin because it can't be brought as a Pesach any longer. So Akira, I understand if it's an Adar or Shvat or something, and you want to oker the Shem Pesach from this Korban, and now make it into something else.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah.
But after Pesach, by next year, it's going to age out, so it has to be status of a shlomim. And so, why would you need akira if it's so to speak Gimel Tammuz? You don't need an akira. The calendar, the luach already did the akira for you. It can't become a pesach. It's not going to make it.
What's the din by a sawyer on Yom Kippur? that you didn't bring on Yom Kippur. They ran away, you brought another one, and now you find it 3 days later, or you find it a week later. Does it automatically get converted from a soyer for Yom Kippur and become now a shlamim? Or it happens to
be... Well, that was bought with, as you mentioned, with the lekicha was with the funds from the lishka, so that already has kedushas korban sibur. It's already, it's not in the category of a shlomim, which is except for Yeshua's a korban yachid. So you don't have. But here in the camp, I'm just looking at korban pesach now. I don't understand the boya akira. Why Reb Chisda is not saying boya akira? There's what, so you don't do the akira. You leave it here.
Do akira. It remains korban pesach for the rest of its life. And of course, next Karim Pesach, it'll be disqualified.
Right, so, and then what happens?
Wait till it gets a mum, and you'll be poided, and you'll take the money, and either you'll have the benefit of bringing another Karim Pesach in the 3 years from now, or whenever,
right.
Or it'll go into Nedava, and the Zomiz Beach, whatever the halacha would be.
Okay.
But of course, this is theoretical, this is not practical, because on a practical level, person normally would be oikarit, and then you use it for a shlam. But theoretically, according to Reb Chisda, a person is never oikarit, it's going to remain a carbon pesach for the rest of his life.
The question on
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
If I bring a carbon pesach during the year, isn't it malpesach? And therefore, if it's malpesach, shouldn't it then consider it carbon pesach? I don't mind, on middle of the summer, carbon pesach.
You can't.
Isn't malpesach? The Torah says.
There's no such thing, though.
We see a malpesach.
No, there's no such thing as a carbon pesach.
That's a question.
And I think you have the. It's a good question. The question is, can you have the moisif when it's not this month? If I want to go and bring a carb musaf today, you don't talk about carb pesach. You have to bring a carb musaf yesterday. Instead of bringing it yesterday, or in addition to bringing it yesterday, decide to bring a carb musaf today. Sorry?
It's a musaf of a musaf.
A musaf and musaf. I want to make a further supplement on the supplement. So I bring a carb musaf today. Would you be over about toisif? Kodesh Baruch says bring it on Shabbos. I'm bringing it on Sunday. I'll be over. So I don't think that there's a concept of baltoisif if it's shloi bizmane. For instance, on yesterday on Shabbos, if you would have gone. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about it, that's right. If on Shabbos, if you wanted to bring an extra, there are two kvasim you bring on Shabbos, when you brought three kvasim, then you'd have a Baal Toysif, because the Torah says two and you brought three. But if you bring it today, when it's not Shaykh whatsoever, today's not Shabbos, it's not Rish Chodesh, it's not Yom, if you bring it today, the Chodesh, there's no din of Baal Toysif.
It's meaningless.
The Chodesh is meaningless, exactly.
What do you mean it's serious? Can you sleep in the Sukkah?
Yeah.
Those questions have Baal Toysif.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a question.
There's no question there, and the question whether that's... I don't
receive,
know.
Does count.
I understand this. In fact, the Gemara in Sukkah Taka talks about whether that would be considered a Baal Toysif, and I believe it's a Machlokes. But there's probably reasons that you can be Machalik between Sukkahs and
Korbanos.
In other words, on Shmini Atzeres, a day later, you'll be Baal Toysif. What happens if a week later, after Sukkahs is over, it's now Rish Chodesh Cheshvan, I'm going to go and sleep in the Sukkah. Would the person be Oiver and Baal Toysif? Presumably not. I mean, because it's not Shaykh, you know. If I go and go and Shokaluliv now on Gimel Tammuz, would I be Oiver and Baal Toysif for the Dar Alamin? Presumably not. But Ayin B'mafashim. Yes, was
it?
It's shown
that
the South of the
This carbon also don't need an Akira for the, you say, the Hoel. It's already been designated for. It hasn't done the hagrala. You haven't done the
lottery, right.
But you've designated already for the Shnei Seirim.
Very good. So that's what we tried to get to the end of the sentence. But we never got there. So the Gemara says Hachi Hashta Hasim Boyakir. When it comes to Korban Pesach, you need an akira. In other words, it remains a Korban Pesach until you make a declaration otherwise. And that's why when the person brings it stam. It remains lishmoy, and that's why the person is potter, because it's not roi lavi al pesach oil moid. You can't bring a carbon pesach into the pesach oil moid, the shari moise shanim. But hi, in the case of Yom Kippur, loy boy akir, you don't have to go and be oiker the shame. So now Brother Shai says, why, when, where? So let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi is the first of the narrow lines. Tamish loy lishmoy, estam lishmoy, who potter, vamay neima boy akir. When it comes to your to Pesach Boyakir, Einoy Roy Bifnim Lishlom, Elam Kein Okar Shein Pesach Mimena Bishchita Asoy. When are you oik at the time of the Shchita? He says, Hinni Mukhlam Zuman, I'm doing it Lishayim, Karbin Shlomen. But if he doesn't say anything, it remains a Pesach. Hilkach Lav Meskav Bifnimu, it remains Pesach, Pesach, Pesach. You cannot bring it Bishari Moisashana, Kol Kamadul Yakri, as long as he would not oik it. That's why you're potter. However, over here, Haile Boyakira, the Avapav Shal Kochal is Shein Sir Anas Bethnim, which was Brother Shai's question. Everybody knows the reason why you brought it here to the table or to the Azorah, because you wanted to use one for the Sir Anas Bethnim and one for the Azorah. Ze Chatos, Ze Chatos, Shneim Shovim Bishmoy Seyan, since each one of them happens to be a Karm Chatos. This is a Karm Chatos, Anas Bethnim. This is a Karm Chatos, Anas Bechutz, meaning inside the Azorah. But they're both Chatos. So they both are from the same min, from the same species of chatos. You don't require akira, and that's why Rav Chisda says legabe Yom Kippur, you do say hoyel. It's not considered to be a different carbon. It's chutz, it's pnim, but they're both soyer for a chatos for Yom Kippur. And therefore, if you were to go and shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash pre-Hagrola, since it's roy to be brought bifnim bachutz, meaning inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara, you don't need an akira for that. That's the mitzvah sayoyim. It's a chatos. You bought it for a chatos. You're going to be over on shechutzei chutz. But not by Pesach.
Essentially, they call that the Musaf a chutz. Mm-hmm. It's very confusing if you don't have the
absolutely confusing.
All the
exactly. So now the seerah that we just asked was Rav Chisda on Rav Chisda, and we gave a teret. And now the Gemara repeats the whole thing in two lines. Rabba Bar Simi Masni Lahu Bidrabba. Rabba Bar Simi initially learned yesterday's Gemara that it was Rabba that said the Hoyil Svara. The Kashalei the Rabba. Adarabba, and he asked Akasha, Adarabba, that Rabba says something different. Which Rabba? At the top of the Yomid here, on the third, fourth line, when we said, Mi Islay the Rav Chisda, he inserted the word Rabba. There's Rabba hol hoyel, the Omar Rabba, Pesach Sheshchotay. So therefore he asked to see Rabba and Rabba, Mishanik Kishanin, and he gave the same terms as we gave. Here you need Akira, then you don't need Akira. It's this identical Gemara, instead of Rav Chisda, it's Rabba. Now, what was so simple until now, we're going to see two other mandiyamrim that are going to disagree. Meaning, that the gabe carbon pesach, we distinguish between lishmoy, if it's lishem carbon pesach, v'shari yamoy seshana, your potur. We said shaloy lishmoy, we're chayiv. Now you're going to have a mandiyamah that's going to say both lishmoy and shaloi lishmoy is potter, and subsequently we're going to have a mandiyama that's going to say both lishmoy and shaloi lishmoy are chayiv, and the svaras will be familiar to us based on what we've been learning until now. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, "Amar b'yemi amar b'yoychanan pesach shishchote b'chutz b'shari yomay seshana bein lishmoy bein shaloi lishmoy." Even if the person is saying, "Yo yo, I have in mind for a karm shlamim," he does a b'chutz. He's potter. Why is he potter? It's roy la'aviyah pesach chol moy. Apela. Amar Rav Dimi amit teshmate kamid b'yemiya. Rav Dimi says he repeated this in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. Et bein shaloi lishmoy d'holei chazilei. I can understand why lishmoy you should be potter, because a korban pesach b'shari yomay seshana is not roy l'aviyah al pesach oil moy. So you potter shchuti chutz. El shaloi lishmoy amai hachazi shaloi lishmoy b'fnim. Everybody knows you can bring it today for shlam. All you have to go is wave the magic wand. You have to make a declaration. This carbon is now the shame shlam, and that's what he said. I'm shechting the shaloi lishmoy b'chutz. So why shouldn't he be chay b'tzroi l'aviyah b'fnim? The Amali, and therefore Rabbi Yirmi answered me, because Akira's chutz lav shmo Akira. When do I say that you can be oikered if you're going to go and bring it for a proper carbon inside? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, the Gabi Hilchoy's carbon Pesach, that if you have the Moisar Pesach, Bishari Moisar Shana, and you're oikered and say, Rabbi, I don't want to bring carbon Pesach anymore. It's after all, it's after Pesach. I won't be able to bring it the next Pesach. So therefore, I want to make it into a shlam. If you're oikered, you're oikered. How you oikered? By bringing it b'shari yomay seshana inside the Beis HaMikdash. If you're going to go and bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash and you're going to say, I'm oikir, I'm making tishlam, that's worthless. It only gets a status of an akira for shlam if you're bringing it inside, not if you're bringing it outside. And therefore, the svar of hoyu will not work according to Rav Dimi Rav Yirmiya Omer Rav Yoichanan, because you have to make an akiras pnim. You bring it inside, then it becomes a shlam.
And then if you took it outside, you would be chay by shchutei chutz.
You know, Rashi said it's got to be b'shas shchita. So I don't know that you can go and do a quick shchita and then arose and continue it on. That would be a very difficult mechanical thing. Zog Gemara Vaitan. So this was halacha number two. Now we're going to have the third madiyama. Kiyafsa Rabin Amar. Rabin came subsequently from it. So Amar Biyami, Amar Biyayichanan. Peis Yishchot Bechut Bishari Yemoyis Yishona Bein Lishmoy Shalai Lishmoy is Chayav. Vafil Lishmoy. Even Lishmoy. Even though he's saying Rabbeisai, I'm shechting it for a carbon Pesach. Lishmoy thra... Why should it be chayav? It's not Roy Lavi El Pesach on Moed. Right, Amar Vafil Lishmoy. What not? Didn't we learn? Mechusir's man, bein begufoy, bein bebalim. The dinner of Chisorim's man that applies both to the guf habihema. The Gemara doesn't go into that. Rashi tells us, because everybody knows, the din of betrech shmoina. Right. If you go and bring an animal which is only 3, 4, 5, 7 days old, not 8 days old, it's possible. Like it said in the pasuk, b'miyoy mashmini v'hala, yirotz of the carbon isha lasha. So therefore, mechusir's man, bein begufoy, is not roi for her carbon. And, explains Rashi, it's potter al shchitas chut. If I took a 5-day-old brand new baby animal, and I shechted it outside, and I said I have this in mind for an oiler, for a shlomim, for whatever, I'm going to be potter because in that roi ladio pesach el moed, because it's mechusis man. And the same thing applies with baalim. What's veizeh mechusis man with baalim? So we mentioned this earlier. Hazog v'hazog v'yiledes v'metzoyda shikri v'chatosu v'ashomam v'chutz peturin. What happens if the zov yiledes v'metzoyda that brought the chatos osham prior to the zman? In other words, they're all supposed to go and bring it on their day and later by the zov and the zov and by the metzoyda. It's miyoyim hashmini. Then you're supposed to bring it, not previously. But how you let us, that depends, of course, it's a zohar or a nekeva, after the malois, whether it's after 40 days or 80 days. So you're supposed to go and bring them the carbon. What happens if they brought their chatos or their osham prior to b'yoyim hashmini, in the cases of the Zava and the Tzayim, or prior to the end of 40 or 80 days by the Yoledis, it's a Mechusis Man Bebalim. So they brought their Chatzis, the Oshim, Bachutz, if they were to bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, they're Potter, because they're not Roy Leviel Pesach Oyel Moyed. However, if they brought their Oyloi Sein, Vishalmeyan Bachutz, what's Shalmeyan? When does a Zava Yoledis and Tzayim have to bring a Korb Shlom? No. You can only talk about an osher mit a chatos mit an oyel and mit a shlam. So Rashi already asks this kasha, and Rashi says in Masechta Zvochim the Gemara asks this kasha, and the Gemara there in Masechta Zvochim says you got to throw in one more individual. Who is that? The nozir, because the nozir does go and bring a special carbon shlamim. Very, very special. The Zrei V'Shelem and Ayel goes to the Koyin, and you have to bring with that 20 Chalas. So you have there Ashlam. Oh, so what happens if he brought it before his man? He didn't finish his 30 days yet, and now he's already bringing his carbon. What's then he brings it Bechutz? Then he's Chayovin. An Oyel and Shlom Bechutz is Chayiv. What's the reason why an Oyel Shlom Bechutz is Chayiv? Because even though you cannot go and bring a chatas or an osham before this man, but anybody, any day of the week, can always bring a karmen oiler and a karmen shlam. They can't go and bring the choiva, but they can bring the nedava. Of course, in chatas and osham, you can't bring the nedava, but oiler shlam you can. So therefore, there is no chisorin zman legabi the oiler and shlamim, and that's why you chayv. The Amar Pchilki Bartovi. Lo yishanu, that we said legabi the chatas, the osham, the chutzia potter, ele lishmoy. If you had in mind the Metzoyer of the Marshal, Zav, Zav, Yiledes, they bring their carbon Osham before this man, they take it outside, and they say, I am bringing my Osham, I don't want to wait, I want to bring its reason, Magdimen. If he did it, L'shem carbon Osham, L'shem carbon Chatas, it's Potter, because it's not Roy Levi Pesach HaMoy. Av Shaloi Vishmoy would be Chayv. You would be Chayv. Then why would you be Chayv? Because it's Roy Levi. Shaloi Vishmoy, you can go and bring another carbon instead. Instead of bringing it for my Asham, I could have in mind to bring it for an Oila. I could have in mind to bring it for Shlom. For another carbon that was too capaz to this particular animal, this particular gender. Av Shaloi Vishmoy is Chayv. Vishmoy, however, Mia Potter. However, you agree that if this Mechusar's man individual were to go and bring his carbon osham bachutz lishmoy lishem carbon osham lemoshel, he would be potter. Let's go back again to the same Ravin Amr Biyami Amr Biyochanan. He said a Pesach Shishchotei b'chutz b'shari yemoy seshana, bein lishmoy. Even though he's doing it lishmoy, it's chayv. Why is lishmoy chayv? Because it's royal head v'yoy, shaloy lishmoy. L'choy, that would be the svar. So why did Rav Chilkia bar Tuvi just say now, loishono el lishmoy, av shaloy lishmoy is chayv. But lishmoy v'yoy is potter. Why would you potter lishmoy? Just like we said a moment ago, legabe the carbon Pesach, that according to Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, Pesach b'shar yemoy sashana, lishmoy, if he brings it b'chut, he's chayiv, hoyil, that he could have had in mind, shaloy lishmoy. So then the same thing should apply to this mitzoyer lemashal, who's bringing his carbon Osha b'chutz, l'shem kedushas carbon osham. He should also be chayiv. But he can't go and bring a carbon asham. Yeah, but he could, instead of bring the carbon asham, since it happens to be a male, he could bring it instead for a carbon oila, for a carbon shlamin. Amay name oil ruin shalay lishmoy bifnim. So the choira is a shver. Everything more. Hachi asham. Hasim boyakira hacha peis mashari mois hashana shlamin ninhu. What the Gemara says is, remember back on top, we said that according to Rav Chisda, or according to Rabba, when it comes to the din of a carbon pesach b'shari yemois hashana, we said you have to be oikerit. It doesn't automatically get converted into a shlam. Here the Gemara says punfakert, that in fact a carbon pesach b'shari yemois hashana, since you're not going to use it for the past pesach, it's already past, you can't use it for the next pesach. The Torah tells you automatically it's converted into a shlamim. Ah, since it's automatically converted into a shlamim, even though you say on Gimel Tammuz, Hinni shoychit l'shem karben Pesach, today on Gimel Tammuz, I'm shechting it b'chut. Mister, what you're telling is Dvorim b'teilim. It becomes automatically converted Matzah Yontif, or Matzah Erev Yoim, Erev Pesach.
I'm not sure what Barry was saying before.
That's right. You know why Barry was saying it before? Because Barry holds like this on the Yama. Yeah. But the top of the Yama, it's a machloikis. It's a machloikis between the Amoraim and Agamar. Anyway, so the bottom line is, Zotri Yimara, Bishar Yimois Hashona, a Pesach gets converted into a Shlomim. Ah, it gets converted to Shlomim. So even though I had in mind the Shein Korban Pesach, it's Shlomim. If I do it Bachutz, you're going to be chayiv according to this mandiyama, but not, of course, according to the mandiyama up above. But that's the gabi, the carbon pesach. Masha inkin the gabi carbon asham. If you want a mitzoyer to bring his carbon asham during his mechusar zman period, before you get to yom hashmini, he brings it b'yom hachamishi l'mashal. He brings his asham b'chutz, and he says, "I'm bringing a carbon asham." Yes, you're right. He could have gone and said, I know I can't bring a carbon asham, it's not b'yom hashmini. Instead, I'm going to bring an oil, I'm going to bring a shlom. Okay, that's fine. But if he says I want to bring it to a carbon asham, it doesn't become automatically nekar if I can't. He's over on trying to bring an asham early. Ah, but he's not over on shchut echutz, because it's not roi levi'e al pesach oil white. It's hochi asha ozim boi akira, hocha peis p'shari moshon ha-shlomim ninu. So now, the Gemara does the next three or four lines, Ashtikul summary. We have over here three separate views. We had the first view that Gemara brought at the beginning of Rav Chisda or Rabba, that if he brought Peis V'Shari Mois Hashana Lishmoy, he's potter. Shaloi Lishmoy is chayiv. Why did we say Lishmoy is potter? Because that mandiyamer holds that you have to make an akira. That was mandiyamer number one. Then we had Ki Asar Vdimiyam Rabbi Yimiyam Rabbi Yochanan. He said that both Lishmoy and Shaloi Lishmoy by Karim Pesach Hagan Tzio is potter. Why is it potter? Because it's not Roy Lahavioi Al Pesach Oyom. Why? After all, I could be oikerit. I need to be oikerit, but I could be oikerit. If I'm oikerit, it has a din of a shlam. It's roi ladia. So you want akiris chutz lav shmi akira. It's got to be an akiris penim and an akiris chutz to say sheshkan akira. Rav Rabin Rabbi Birmi Rabbi Yochanan says you don't need an akira at all. It automatically becomes a nayish shlamim. And so therefore, even if you said lishmoy, you protest and said a boisam, bring it for a Pesach. The person is a Meshigana and becomes a Shlom whether he likes it or not, and therefore it's a Shlom Bachutz, and you have a Chayiv on Shchut Echutz. So the Gemara now does as a Shtikl summary. So the Gemara of Ashi, Masni Chayiv. Rav Ashi says that you'd be Chayiv, Kidam Rinan. Meaning that Rovin came and said, Rovin was the last one. He also Rovin, Amrav Yim, Amrav Yoichanan, Peshit Shchotim Bachutz, Mishayim Moit Hashana, Bein Lishmoy, 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 Tzchayiv. Rav Ashi said, that's how I learned in my yeshiva as well. Kiram Rinan, like we just explained, we have Sestira, Metataretz, your Chayv Kiram Rinan. Rav Yirmi Bidifti must be bought. Rav Yirmi Bidifti said, no, no, it would be bought. Why? Kosova, Pesach, Bishari, Moshe, Shana, Boy, Akira. And not only that, Akira's chutz lav shmo Akira. So you're going to tell me it requires an Akira? Okay, so let's make an Akira right now. Rabbi said, I'm bringing this Karim Pesach l'shem shlomim chutz l'beis migdash. I want to be chayv shchuti chutz. No, no, Akira's chutz lav shmo Akira. That's worthless, and therefore you'll be part of like the middleman, the Amar Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that said before that Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yemi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that both of them are going to be part. Opligid of Chilkiya Bartuvi argues of Chilkiya Bartuvi, because of Chilkiya Bartuvi just said 10 lines ago, Loishono Lishmoy, Avshloy Lishmoy is Chai. What's the difference? Zimar said the reason is because the Gavi Pesach, Bashari Moshe Shana, does not require an Akira, it's automatically a Shlomim. So if we have three views, we have a Machloikis whether or not Pesach, Bashari Moshe Shana requires an Akira, and even according to Maniyama that holds it requires an Akira, can you make an Akira's chutz? That's also part of the equation, part of the machlekes. So in the previous. Yes?
I have a question on the Akira. So a person wants to be okay, the Shem Pesach from this Korban, and he intends to do a shlutei chutz. What's stopping him from walking the animal inside, doing the Akira, then what? He's doing it anyway. He's doing it anyway. Why are we saying that Akira is take of Akira to Shlita, so to speak? Why are we requiring there are two separate actions? So the fact that you have to have an Akira means it's not, it's a separate maisa, it's a separate action. It feels like this is an artificial linkage between the Akira and the Shlita, that you can't have Akira inside and then Shlita Chutza. He did the Akira, then there was a thunderstorm. They didn't do it. Then everyone went for cover. And then he comes, he's outside, he said, I'll just shaft it now. Why is Akira
inside of the Mishnah is at the time of the Shechita. So whilst he's shechting, he says...
Whilst he's shechting, not before he's shechting.
We want to use the expression, Rashi said it has to be b'shasti Akira, b'shasti Shechita. If you look at the Rashi, the beginning of the narrow lines, boy Akira, nim l'shlom, elim kein okar shein pesach mimenu, what's the next word?
B'shechita.
So at the time of the Shechita, if he says, I'm now being oikrit from shein pesach, I'm telling the shoicher who's shechting, whether it's the koyin or a zar, whoever does the shechita, Mister, this is a karm shlomim. What do you mean karm shlomim? I thought you said it's karm pesach. Yeah, but shari moisa shana, I'm being like, okay, fine. Shechs the karm shlomim, then it's great.
Okay.
If he shechs it outside, any such statement is ineffective and not valid.
So the only window of time where an akira can happen is the shas shechita, however we define that narrow
assuming that you require an akira.
Okay.
You don't require an akira, it's automatic.
Okay.
So that's the three-way machlokes. Good. All the focus so far had been on the first part of the braisa that we brought yesterday. What was the first part? Going back to the braisa again, fifth, sixth line of the wide lines on samach beis on the beis. Shnei siriyam mikipurim sheshchotin b'chutz ad shlehigral aleihem chayiv. Before you did the hagrala, neither one was designated anything yet, and you shechted outside. Both of them, you could be chayiv al shneim. Why? Like the Gemara said, Hoyel, that he could have brought it for the Soyer Hanasa Bechutz, which is the Karm Musaf on Yom Kippur. Very good. But let's focus now on the second part of the Braisa. Mishehe Grel Aleyen, the Koyin Godel already said, he took out the Grolis from the Kalpi, one of them landed on one landed on the other, and what's the din? This is Soyer Lashem, this is the Soyer Lazozo, Mishehe Grel Aleyen. When I said landed, love Dafka that he actually put it, because Hanocha is not Ma'akev, but he picked out the two Goyrolois from the Kalvi, and one said Hashem, so that designates the one on the right to Hashem, and the other one said Azazel, so the left is Azazel, and now both of them have been designated properly. So now what happens if you were to go and shecht both of those Seirim Bachut? Said the Braisa, Chayiv al Shoshem. The one who is Shoshem, that's certainly Roy Lavi al Pesach al Moed, because in fact that's what you're supposed to do. Bring it inside. It's already inside. Exactly. It's inside the Azar. It's already in front of the Pesach Hechel. It's Vein Ulam Lamizbeach, either higher up or right in between. Anyway, the bottom line is, we're ready, willing, and able to go and do the Shechita. Bizmanay. First, of course, you have to Chavina Saktoiris. But when you're going to do it, you're going to do it. So therefore, it's royal aviyah Pesach HaMoed, and it's inside Pesach HaMoed. If you took it outside and you shechted it b'chutz, avadi you'd be chayv. What happens if you took the shell azazel and you took it b'chutz and you shechted it? Then you would be potter. Potter al shalayzot. So now we're going to focus on that din of the potter al shel azazel. Zok Yimura Omer Mar. Back to Samach Gimel Omer Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Omer Mar Mishahigrel Alein, Chayib al shel shem, u'potter al shel azazel. How do I know that you're potter on the so'ir la'azazel? Toner Ban. We're going to bring now the pasuk again, which tells us about din of shchut yichut. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, ashi yishchat shor eichesu v'yeiz v'machne, oyesh ish yishchat michutz v'machne, v'al pe'esach oyl moyed lehadir lehakrav karm l'Hashem, lefnei mizbach Hashem, what's the din? Dom yichosh v'ishahu dom shavach v'nichras ishahu mikerbam. So now, the pasuk uses the expression, you're going to go and bring lehadir lehakrav karbon l'Hashem. Okay, something more now. E korban, just the word korban alone, is a vague term, because shemei ani afilu kochi bedek habayis, shenikru korban. What happens if you take kochi bedek habayis and you shecht it for a korban b'chutz? Now, where do you ever find that kochi bedek habayis has the name korban? Kenyu shenemar, what does it say?
This week's parsha, right? This is paraduma.
V'nakrev is korban Hashem, is talking about the time when Klal Yisrael came back from the Melchemes Midyan, and it's okay. And what did the Anshim Midyan do? They brought a Korban Hashem. What was the Korban that they brought? So if you look at number one, Benakrib is Korban Hashem, Ish Asher Motza. If whilst they were fighting against Midyan, they found some booty, they found clay Zohov, and in particular, we're talking now various ornaments, jewelry that women wear, Etzoda, Etzomid, Tabas, Ogil v'chumas, any one of those different types of jewelry, the chapanav shesenot nei Hashem, they want to bring in for a carbon. Obviously, you can't bring on the mizbeach pieces of jewelry, but you can go and give it for bedek habayis. So we see from this that bedek habayis also has the name carbon. Menachrev is carbon Hashem. So b'ibazoi, what happens if I have an animal that I was maktish for bedek habayis, and now I want to go and shecht it outside the base of English, l'chayra should be over on the din of shchut eichutz. Parry's going to go and say, if it's royal aviyah, Pesach HaMoed, because it's tam. How did he get kushta guf? Because
it's, if it's a tam, it's automatically, you have no control over it, because you should expand
the whole body. That's a very, very good point. So what Barry is asking is, don't we have a famous rule that when you go and give kedushas damim to an animal which is roy to be brought for karm itself, it gets automatically upgraded, and it's no longer kedushas guf, it gets kedushas damim, it's now kedushas guf, and of course, it's a carbon. So what's the Gemara talking about? A kochi bedek habayis, shenikru carbon. Are we talking about a case of a tam? It's not a bedek habayis anymore. Then it becomes a full-fledged carbon. That's the question that Barry is posing. And the answer to that is that we have to explore a little bit that halacha. That halacha that you, if you are makdish ek, an animal, for kedushas dam, that it gets an automatic upgrade, is only when you're makdish the animal kedushas damim for purposes of the mizbeach. What do you mean, kedushas dam for purposes of the mizbeach? Yeah. I want to go and bring a beautiful carbon, a kevis, an ayil, a par, whatever it happens to be. Unfortunately, I went to the store, and they don't have such a beautiful one, you know, the top quality. This week, the top quality were all sold out. They only have inferior ones. You know what? It's still a kosher one. In the meantime, I say, so I shouldn't forget, I'm going to go be maktish this animal, not to go and bring it for, I don't want to bring this holy, I only want to bring AAA. This is a...
It's a placeholder, basically.
Good. And what do I give it? I get it, give it a kedushas dam, that in Yad Hashem, when I find out that the handler of the behemoth calls me and tells me that Baruch Hashem we got in the AAA animals, I'm going to go and take this, I'm going to go and sell it. It doesn't need a mum because I'm not giving kedushas aguf, I'm only giving kedushas dam. I'm going to go and sell it, I'm going to go and take the money, I'm going to buy a brand new animal, and I'm going to bring that. So that's a good cheshbon, and it works. Zong Chazal, that since the animal that you bought is roi to be brought for a carbon because it's a tam and not a balmum, it gets an automatic upgrade to kedushas damim to kedushas aguf for the mizbeach. However, our case is not talking about that person is wants to makdish an animal kedushas damim to bring there's an 8:30 minyan, but often the 8:30 minyan is somewhat delayed Sunday mornings. So another few minutes of Mitzvah Shem. Hopefully it will be in all of its vigor and vitality.
Keep the faith.
Zok Dimar, that's however it's a Kedushas Damam L'Shem Mizbeach. But what happens if you have Kochi Bede Kabayis, L'Shem Bede Kabayis? I go and give a present of a beautiful animal which is a Tav to the Gizbar of the Bede Kabayis and say, I brought enough Kabanis today. I already brought 18 Oilos and Shlom today. I'm now donating this for the Bede Kabayis. You do whatever you want with it. If you can use it, it's good. If not, sell it and buy with it whatever. Then it retains the Kedusha Bede Kabayis. It does not get upgraded to be brought on the Mizbeach.
But we have a principle: if someone dies and they find in his estate animals, his makdish is not, someone's makdish is a chasav, and everything that's roy from the Mizbeach goes to Mizbeach.
Right.
But the same. But how can we restrain if we have this principle that the kedusha of an animal expands to become kedusha, upgrades to become kedusha haguf? How can we limit it?
He limited it.
It's kedusha, but when you makdish something, do you have the power to do that?
Yes.
Can you?
The Gemara says yes. Okay. If it's kochi bedik bayis, it does not get the automatic upgrade. It only gets automatic upgrade if it's roy to be brought for karmo. What means roy? That's what I designated it for. I want to go and use the funds of this animal when I sell it to go and buy another animal for a karmo. Since it's roy. Upgrade. But I'm using it for better. I want to use this money to go and support Aniyim and Eretz Yisrael. I want to use this money to go and buy and give money for a yeshiva, for a kol, for a Talmud Torah. So don't say, well, since this animal that I gave for that purpose is roy to be brought for a karm, go and send it to Beis HaMikdash. No. Whatever I designate it for, I designate it for. But if I designate it for a carbon, then it gets automatic upgrade. You bring it for a karm. Anyway, so Zok Di Gemara yet. E carbon shemayaf if a lekotch bedik bayis that you shech bechutz nikru carbon kinyishenev vanakriv is carbon Hashem tam aloyimah. That's why the pasuk says the al pesach oil moy lehaviyoy lehakriv carbon Hashem lefnei mizbech Hashem. Then there's a din of shchut ichutz. Kol eroy le pesach oil moy chayav alav bechutz. Kol shein eroy le pesach oil moy chayav alav bechutz. And this animal is not roy lavei pesach moy because it's intended for the kodesh bedik bayis. It's not osid love le pesach oil moy, and therefore the din does not apply. What happens? Oitzi paras chatos usir hamishtalech shuroi lovei al pesach al moed. Maybe I tak excluded the bedekabayises, but I should not exclude the paras chatos and the sir hamishtalech, which are roi lovei al pesach al moed. Now let's analyze that for a moment. Sir hamishtalech not only is roi lovei al pesach oil moed, but in fact it's inside the pesach oil moed. Why is that? Well, I mean, at this point in time, okay, as soon as the hagrola took place, it's inside the oil moed because that's where the hagrola takes place. But even if you took it out and you brought it back in, but lamaisa, it's roi lovei al pesach oil moed for purposes of the hagrola, as well as Rashi for purposes of the vidui. If vidui utzi you don't do inside, so therefore it's roi lovei al pesach oil moed. So I would think that there's a din of shchutei chutz. What about paras chatas? Is paras chatas roi lovei al pesach oil moed? The paras chatas you do on the Har HaMishcha, which is opposite the Beis HaMikdash. It's not roi lovei al pesach oil moed, v'shem carbon paras chatas. So Rashi says, in fact, it's a mistake, and these two words should come out. If you look at Rashi, 10 lines in, v'loi oitzi paras chatas, loi gar sinan, shafi en roi lovei oil moed. Ella, because that is roi lovei al moed. Lahakri l'svadli zolov. Hachi mefarish lo mizvachas. So back in mizvachim, we learned that the words paras chatas put into parentheses. Go, here it says the gemara, v'loi oitzi. No, you should be moitzi. You should take it out from the gears of the gemara. Anyway, so says the gemara, solka daita chamina the tzara mishtalech. If you go and shecht bachut, you should be chai because it's roi lovei al pesach oil moed, not to bring for a carbon, but for hagrola and for vidoy, tam aloyim al Hashem. That's why the pasuk continues on like we had on the Amud Aleph. Pesach oil moed lehavir lehakrif carbon lahashem. Mi shem yuchadim lahashem. Yotzei shem yuchadim lahashem. It's got to be those that are miyuchad lahashem, meaning that you're going to bring for a carbon lahashem on the Mizbeach. Yotzei shem yuchadim lahashem. And therefore, sora mishtaleach, there is no din of shchutei chutz. So you can put a period here just for one short moment. The reason why we brought this brisa is to prove the previous brisa, not to prove it, to show the makor. The previous braita said that after hagrah, if a person shechs b'chutz asor l'Hashem, he's chayv. If he goes and shechs the sor l'azazel, he's potter. Why you potter on the sor l'azazel? Because it says l'Hashem, it's got to be miyuchel l'Hashem, it is not miyuchel l'Hashem because it's not a carbon inside, it's a sor hamishtaleach outside. Hazei zok the Gemara. Freit the Gemara. So with that part we've concluded. But now the Gemara asks a stira. Here we're saying l'Hashem comes to exclude the carbon sor hamishtaleach. Freit l'Hashem lo'itzihu or aminu. I'll show you another braisa where I use l'Hashem to include a sora mishtalech. Voshtein pasik oriminu. Yeirotel lekarben isha l'Hashem. The Gemara is leaving out the first few words. Eshtikol ikachusim in a siphon. Shor oichesev oieiz ki yivolet. Bo yishiv es yamim tachas imoy. Miyay mashmini v'hola yeirotel lekarben isha l'Hashem. That's the classic halacha of a mechusim zman. That before eighth day, it's mechusim zman. But eighth day and further, Yiras the Kabbalah Isha L'Hashem. Zokti Yimara, what does this apply to? Elu Isham is referring to the Kabbalahs that you go and put on the Mizbeach. We're not referring to a person who stam wants to go and shecht an animal for Chilas Chulin. That's not a problem. We're talking about Isham, those things that are going on the Mizbeach. Minayin Shuliyakti Shenu Mechusir Zman. How do I know not only can you not bring it for a carbon, but you can't even be matnish it for a carbon within the first 7 days until day number 8? Tamaloymar Carbon Lashem. The Rabbi Sora Mishtaleach. That's Umiyoim Hashmini Vahola. Yeirotel le Carbon Ishel Lashem. Not only Ishim putting it on the Mizbeach itself, but even to be matnish for a carbon Lashem. Even that. I'm sorry. Tamaloymar Carbon. Period. So that comes to tell you, you can't even be makdish. And then it says in the pasuk, Karm Lashem. What do I learn from that? Lashem, L'rabbi Sarah Mishtalech. By Sarah Mishtalech, the same din applies that you cannot designate a Sawyer to be the Sawyer HaMishtalech unless it happens to be 8 days and older. If it's only 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days, and you want to designate this Sawyer to be Mishtalech, no good, not valid, because of Lashem. So come to Chois, I have here two Lashems. In the case of Lashem, legabi the previous halach of Shchutei Chutz, I said Lashem, miyushim, miyuchadim Lashem, I exclude Sor HaMishtaleach from the parameters from the halach of Shchutei Chutz. And here I'm saying Lashem comes to include the Sor HaMishtaleach, that the halach of Mechus Uzman applies even to Sor HaMishtaleach. The Chois, good to steer. Is Lashem a ribuy? Is Lashem a miyut? Amarava. So Rava said it really depends on the context. You have to see the flow of the pasuk before you got to the Lashem, and then you can determine whether Lashem is either a riboy or a miyut. What's this? Hasam, when we're talking about the case of the Shchutei Chutz, the El Pesach Oil Moed is L'Rabbis, anything which is Roy Lavi El Pesach Oil Moed, which L'Choyre includes our Sarah Mishtalech, it's Roy Lavi El Pesach Oil Moed. Why? For Hagrola and for Vidoy. So why does the Pasuk have to add the word Lashem? Lashem L'Hoitzi, Dafka, those things which are Miyuchodim Lashem, and the Sarah Mishtalech and not Miyuchod Lashem, you don't bring it for carbon inside. Abahacha, the Isha. Isha meaning the Ishem Reach Nichoyach Vashtim Pasik Miyoy Mashmini Vahala Yerotza Lekarben Isha LaHashem. So the word Isha is Lahoitzi. Tells us only those things which are roy to be brought for a carbon do we have a din of Mechusir Zman. So why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu add the word LaHashem? Comes the rabbis to go and include other things. What are those other things? That's the Sar Mishtalech that the halacha Mechusir Zman applies there as well. So with that we've concluded this shtickle. First of all, we've brought the makoyer for the halacha in the braisa that if you go in shecht esor hamishtalech outside the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, you're not going to be chayv on Shchutei Chutz because it's not Roy Lavi El Pesach Oil Moed. We learned it from Lashem. And we've also answered the sira of Lashem, Lashem, from the din of Shchutei Chutz to the din of Mechusir Zman. And now the Gemara...
Just reviewing in the context of the two contexts of where is it included and where is it included. So obviously, I know the reason, and I know the place, but the reason, how is the context?
How does it play out?
The context is, what Rav is saying is, look at the words that we've darshaned until you come to Lashem,
yeah.
And Lashem is coming to either add or subtract, right, depending on the circumstances. So in the case of the Shchutei Chutz, the Torah is telling you anything which is royal Haviyah al Pesach, oil Moyed al Pesach, has a din of Shchutei Chutz.
Right.
Well, Sar Mishtalech is royal Haviyah al Pesach oil Moyed. Why? Because you bring it in for the Hagrola and you bring it in for the Vidui. You leave it in for the Vidui. So the point is, it's royal Haviyah al Pesach oil Moyed. So if you'd have asked me, I would have said, Navada, you shech the Bachutz, you oil Shchutei Chutz. That's why did Kodesh Baruch Hu then add the word Lashem? Lashem to Miyuchel Lashem, only those things that you put on the Mizbech. Therefore, you're potter on Shchutei Chutz by Sar Mishtalech. Let's go now to Mechus Hazman. The governor of Mechusam Vushtait on the Pasik, that it's got to be Omiyoy Mashmini Baholi Yerotz Lekarbin Isha Lashem. Isha means it's got to be Roy for Ishim on the Mizbeach. So let me ask you, is Sar Mishtalech Roy to be born on the Mizbeach? No. Oh, so then the din of Mechusazman Bechayr doesn't apply. It's only Omiyoy Mashmini Baholi if it's for Isha. It's not Roy for Isha. It doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So why does the Pasik have to add the word Lashem to go and tell you that even if it's not fully Lashem that you're putting on the Mizbeach? But nevertheless, it's within the context what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do with animals. Sure. So the Rabbi said the din of Mechus Hazman does apply to the Sar Mishtalech.
That last pasuk doesn't really work for the Sar Lashem, because the Sar Lashem is brought
Sar Lashem and Sar Mishtalech.
It doesn't work for either one. The Sar Mishtalech, I understand. You explain why it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Even the Sar Lashem,
yeah,
it's not brought on the Mizbech Achitzon. The blood is spritzed inside.
Yeah.
It's spritzed on the Mizbech HaPnimi.
Sure, which way is this pasuk we're talking about Chitzon?
And Ishim, what fire does it go on? It goes on, it's taken out. It's one of the Sirim HaNis. It's a Sar. So what are we saying that it's Ishim? Because it's going on the fires, it doesn't go. It goes on the base of Sreifa.
That's it. That's a nice. You hear what Barry's asking? Barry's asking the word Isha, which means fire on the Mizbeach.
No fire.
This doesn't go on the Mizbeach.
There's no Ivarim. There's nothing on there.
Nothing in the Mizbeach. You go and take it outside. You go and burn it totally outside. Good question. I guess Isha is broad enough over here. Now we refer to Isha on the Mizbeach, but a korban which you're going to burn.
It's a panemius. It doesn't go on the Mizbeach HaPitzon.
Agreed. But it's Isha. It doesn't go on the fire. It doesn't go on the fire here. But you have to suffer
by Isha. Is that Beis HaShreifa considered a fire? Then you have a much broader expansion of what is considered Isha.
This the purpose of this process. That's what you have to learn. Otherwise, you see, you have a good point. Anyway, so we answer the Sira Lashem Lashem, and now we come back to a more fundamental question. What's a more fundamental question? We leave now Hilchos Shchutei Chutz, and we're going to focus now on the din of Mechus Hazman. And what is that? Zokti Mora Taima de Rabbi Rachmana. By Mechus Hazman, the only reason why they said the Sor HaMishtalech is Potter Mechus Hazman, it's not Potter, it's ineffective, it's not valid when it's Mechus Hazman. The Rabbi Rachmana says Lashem. Holy Rabbi, if we wouldn't say Lashem, I'm a minister of Mishtalech, Kodesh Mechus Hazman, you can be Makdash it even on day number 5, day number 6. Zokti Mora, how? We know there's a din of Hagrola. And we learned that the both have to be shoven. As we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, they got to be shoven in Mara, and they got to be shoven in Domim, and they got to be shoven in Koima. You're supposed to buy them together at the same time. And Echanami, it's Takanam, Akibidiyavid, but this is all Lechatchila. So Lechatchila, when you are choosing a Soar for purposes of either the Sora Mishtalech or the Sora Lashem, both of them have to be Ro'oi to be brought Lashem.
Right.
And that being the case, so forget about Hilchis Sora Mishtalech. What's the loch about the Sora Lashem? About it's got to be.
It's old.
It's got to be. It can't be Mechus Hazman. So automatically, by default, the Sora Mishtalech also has to be Ro'oi to be Lashem, and therefore it's got to be 8 days old or more. So what do I need a special Lashem for? Even without Lashem. Just the fact that the Sora Mishtalech could have been, there's a 50-50 chance that it could have been a Sar Lashem, and they both have to be the same, both Roy Lashem, so that's the reason why Mechus Hazman doesn't work. So the Gemara comes up with a number of very interesting Tirutzim. And basically all these Tirutzim are telling us that at the time of the Hagrola, it was fine. It's a subsequent event that is going to throw us off, and that's why I need a brand new pasuk. You'll see each one of these terutzim is going to be, if you will, an interesting terutzim. But they're not your normal, regular Yom Kippur, you made the Hagrola, and therefore, what do I need Lashem for? Something else happened. What's this something else? So we start off with Omer of Yosef. Hamani Chanan HaMitzrihi. It goes according to Chanan HaMitzri, the sign of Chanan HaMitzri. Omer Afilu Dam Bekois. Even if you have Dam inside the Kois already. And what happens? And unfortunately, the Sar Mishtalech died. What do you do now? Maybe chaveroi umezavigle. Bring a new soyer and be mezaving it together with the pre-existing soyer l'Hashem, which is already geshochten, where the blood is already inside the kois. Just bring another one. The Gemara assumes in the Havamina that you don't need to make a new hagrola.
How could you if you already have the dam in the kois? I mean, it's...
Wait, we'll see. We're not done yet, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara in the Havamina learns that you just schlep out a new soyer from the soyer corral and you say, okay, nope, the old soyer gestorben, gepeiget, we're going to bring a brand new soyer la'azazel. Now this soyer la'azazel obviously does not have to be ro'oi to be brought for a soyer la'ashem. Why not? Because I already got my soyer la'ashem. In fact, I already shechted it. I already have the dam inside the kos. Ah, so that's the teretz. That's why I need a special din to tell you, a special limit of la'ashem. When you're taking the soyer out of the soyer corral, make sure that it's 8 days or older. Not because it has to be Roy Lashem. I don't need to Roy Lashem. We're done with the soyer Lashem, Baruch Hashem, I got my kos already, I got my blood already. But I have to have a sofa mishtalech. Okay, so maybe take a 3-day-old, a 5-day-old, a 7-day-old. No, Lashem, it's a mechusis man.
You already had it. You had to buy it together.
But this is done with the other when the soyer mishtalech dropped dead.
Yeah, okay, but even so, you already, how are you going to take a 3-day-old sire to pair it up with this. That's the Havamina, right? You're going to take the 3-day sire. Now that the sire is available,
died.
So
but I still have a Sar Lashem in the form of a Geshachtana with the Dam Bekois. So I only need a Sar Mishtalech. So bring over Sar Mishtalech. Bring it out. Schnell. It's too late.
Take it out of the bullpen, right.
Take it out of the bullpen.
Take the field.
Okay. I would think you can take a 5-day-old, a 7-day-old, because it doesn't have to be Roy to be brought for a Sar Lashem.
It's too late anyway. It's too late.
Exactly. And then the Kamashul and Lashem, it's got to be 8 days or old.
Yeah, we're talking about but that's for designating it, but for actual use, when everybody says,
Now and bring it now? That's what I would have thought of.
Is there a difference between designating and bringing it? So our questions before was designating. Nobody wanted to say you could shaft it. That's a fair shabbosa.
Yeah, you're doing fine.
So there's two different straight denim here. One is the din of designation,
and what is the actual din of actually going and checking?
So, but anybody would say, how many you could actually bring it now, buzz it up?
You're doing it. You're asking a very good question. Now, when does the designation take hold by the Sor LaZozel or the Sor LaShem? At the time of the Hagrola.
Yeah.
Hagrola was made already, Baruch Hashem, so the designations were excellent. Unfortunately, the Sor LaZozel died, so we have to go and bring a brand new one. The Gemara in the Havamin at this point assumes that we don't make a new Hagrola because there's no purpose in saying Lashem and Lazozel, they only need one. So I'm going to bring a new Lazozel. The Gemara assumes that the person might have brought a 1-day-old, a 3-day-old, a 5-day-old Soyer. Because after all, I don't have to bring it for a carton. The Din of Mechusis Man doesn't apply. Ah, that's why you need Lashem to go and tell you that it does apply, even though I'm not going to bring it for a carton. It's not going to be Leisha, it's not going to be a Geshochten, it's going to be Lazozel. The halacha of Mechusis Man applies.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I don't remember what we had the Maklovas earlier, whether Hagrola is Ma'akev or not. Right?
Stay tuned. We're not there yet. That's why I said the Havamina. We're assuming the Chana Mitzri does not require Hagrola. Zog the Gemara. So this is the good Teretz. That's why I need Lashem. In this unusual case, where the original one died, and I bring a brand new one from the bullpen, make sure it's 8 days or older.
It's the goat pen, actually.
The goat pen. Good. Zog the Gemara. Eim de Shamis lei lechon ha-mitzri, the les lei dechuyin, the les lei ha-grola mi Shamis lei. Who said that you don't have to make a new agrola? That was Taka the Havamina. But who said that the Havamina was correct? Maybe you have to Taka bring two new animals. And both of them have to be Ro'il Hashem. And therefore I have to go and say Sar Lashem and Sar Lazozel. She's saying, so what am I going to do with the Sar Lashem? Because after all, I already have the Dam B'Kois. So says Rashi, the other one is going to go L'Raya. And you wait until it gets a mum, and then you'll sell it and you'll use it for the Kites and Mizbeach. But the point is, if you hold the Hagrola as Ma'akev, I've got to do a brand new Hagrola. And if I hold, I have to do a brand new Hagrola, Hadra Kusha L'Duchta, what do I need Lashem for? The reason why it cannot be a Mechusis Man, because since each one has to be Roy to be brought for a Karban Lashem, so automatically, the Halach is a Mechusis Man, makes it possible. Hello, my Yosef. You're right. Forget about Chana Mitzri. I have someone really now, the real McCoy. Haman Reb Shimoni, the Sanya, Meis Echen Mehen, maybe Chaveri Shaloi Bagrola. If one of the two fell away, you bring a brand new one, you don't need a grola, the Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon holds, Hagrola Einem Akeves Loimak. Just what you were talking about a moment ago. This Reb Shimon is only Reb Shimon. All the other Tanoim disagree. They hold a grola is Ma'akiv, but Reb Shimon holds a grola is not Ma'akiv. Since a grola is not Ma'akiv, ah, like Reb Shimon, I need the LaHashem to go and tell you that since this carbon, in a case where the first one died, I'm bringing a brand new one to the scene, I don't have to make Hagrola, and therefore the soil Azazel doesn't have to be roy to be brought LaHashem. So I would think it could even be a Mechusis man, Kamashul LaHashem, a Mechusis man is not qualified to be soil Azazel. So that's teretz number one. Ravina Omai have teretz number two. He going shehumam v'chiloi al acher. It's talking about we made the hagrola like normal, and we decided it's Lashem, and this is la'azazel. And the la'azazel, unfortunately, before I had a chance to actually go and take it la'azazel, humam, it got a mum. It stumbled, it fell down, it broke its leg, it broke its nose, whatever it was. And it became a Baal Mum now. So what am I going to do now? I got to go and bring a new Soil HaZazel. The Chilay Elacher. So I go make a switch. I mechal this, the Kedusha of the Soil HaZazel, on another one. You can't go and be mechal unless it's a Baal Mum. It is a Baal Mum. So I took the Soil HaZazel, and I'm now mechal it on a brand new animal.
It's ironic because you're going to throw it over the cliff anyway. So it's ironic you need a Tom. It's not going on Mizbeach. It's not going Lufnai Lufnai. None of that, but it still has to be a tom to be tossed over the cliff.
So your question is, how do you know? Maybe you don't even need a tom.
Right. So you're going to throw it over the cliff.
Thank you, Barry, for giving us an assist over here. Taka from the goat pen, we have now assist. Who said that this is in about Mumachlal? But before we get to the Gemara's Kasha, but you understand what the Gemara's Teretz is. The Gemara is answering, what do you need the Lashem for? Ah, you always need the Sarah Mishtalech to be roy, to be brought for Karm Lashem. No. It's talking about a situation where the original Sarah Mishtalech got a mum. There was a grola. It got a mum post hagrola. I was mechal on acher. When I'm mechal on acher, I don't need a new hagrola. The hagrola already took place. Oh, so good night to come and I can go and take a 5-day-old Sawyer. Kamashul Lashem, then I cannot. Frank Timur, how do you know that there's a problem with the first one, that you have to machal it on a second one? This Anya, the Ishali Sitnu Mihem. Now this Ishali Sitnu Mihem is referring to a Pasuk Legabi Bali Mumin. The full Pasuk is number 4. Averis oy shover oy chorutz oy abeles oy gorov oy alefes loy sakrivu ey lashem the isha oy sinu mihem alam izbeach lashem. Don't even think of bringing it for a carbon because they're all Bali Mumin. Okay, so now the Gemara says, the Ishali Sitnu Mihem ey luchalov. That part of the karma that goes on the Mizbech, on the Isha. Eliyahu Kulan, what happens if you're talking about all of the Emurim? Miktas Minayin, how do you know that you're not even put some of the Emurim of a Balmum on the Mizbech? Tamalayim, because it says Mehem. And then it says in the Pasuk, Mizbech. What does it say? V'ishloi sit Mehem, al ha-Mizbech. Why does it say Mizbech? Zuzrika Sadamim. That if you go and do Zrika Sadam from a carbon Balmum, you're over on, it's not effective, you can't do a Zrika Sadam. And then the Pasuk continues, La Hashem, the Rabbi Sorem Mishtaleach. Ah, the Sorem Mishtaleach, if it's a Baal Mum, no good. Lashem, the Rabbi Sorem Mishtaleach, that the din of Baal Mum applies to Sorem Mishtaleach. Aha. Fine. So bottom line is now, that's why I had to machalit, I was machalit on a new animal, and that new animal didn't have to be royal Lashem because Agrol already took place. So I would have thought a 5-day-old, Kamash Malon, it's Mechusizman. Hey, Timur. Why do I have to have both a limud lahashem to go and tell you that the Sorem Mishtaleach is possible if it's mechus man, and a limud lahashem to go and tell you that the Sorem Mishtaleach is possible if it's a balmum? The one lahashem is a giloy that a Sorem Mishtaleach is like a regular carbon, just like a regular carbon chutz is possible, and regular carbon balmum is possible, and the same thing should apply to Sorem Mishtaleach.
What the mechus man is a balmum over because you just wait time and the mum will remedy.
Good, excellent. This man didn't come yet. It's going to come, like Barry just said. You're stuck, you know. This man came and you can't bring it. So therefore, maybe the halacha of Balmum doesn't apply to Sarah Mishtaleh. Because Rahman Balmum Mishim the Mois. The reason why it does apply, because the Balmum is Mois. And because the Mois, Aimaloi, maybe it doesn't apply to Sarah Mishtaleh. So we have to have both Limut. But we're not finished yet. We still have yet another teretz why we need Lashem by the halacha of Shchutei Chutz to go and tell us. As we say, Shchutei Chutz, we're talking about by Mechus Zman. Going back to Yomar, we're not talking about Shchutei Chutz. We already sent away. We sent that away. What do we need Lashem, Lagavi, the Mechus Zman, to add the Sarah Mishtalech? After all, every Sarah Mishtalech has to be Roy Lahavioi Lashem, and Mechus Zman is not Roy Lashem, so therefore, what do I have to have a special pasuk? So we already had two turuts, and one's talking about that it died, and it's going according to Reb Shimon, you don't need to make a new Hagrola, so you brought, I would have thought, bring a 5-day-old. Reb Shimon is talking about that post Hagrola it became a Baal Mum, and if you Mechal Al Acher, and that Acher I thought a 5-day-old, Kamashul and Lashem. So Rava Omar have another turret. Again, similar post-agrola situation. You're going, Shoyle choyle mitoich beisoy. V'shachat ima b'yoy makipurim. Now, the shachat ima yom kippur doesn't sound so good. It doesn't mean chas v'shalom. The person's mother, he means the mother of the Sar HaMishtalech. In other words, a person has a choyle mitoich beisoy. It's yom kippur. It's v'kuach nefesh. The doctors say the only way that this person is going to be able to live if he has the benefit of goat's meat. And therefore, let's go and shecht it today on yom kippur. Yes, it's v'kuach nefesh. You go and shecht it today on Yom Kippur. Okay, so what's the issue now? So now, since I shechted the imai, now the baby is... Is what? I'm sorry?
Yeah, there can't be stuff.
You cannot go and bring it anymore because of... Now it's become a mechus zman. Meaning, this baby could be 10 days old. It could be 3 months old.
It could be a, today.
It could be a year old. There's no mechus zman in terms of its age. Mm. The mechus zman is because of the fact that since I shechted the mother today, I got to wait until tomorrow to go and shecht the carbon so'ir la'azazel. How do you know that there's a din on mechus zman so'ir la'azazel? Maybe it only applies to those carbonates that you have on the ishim, on the mizbeach, that it's a normal carbon. Kamash Mullah, that's what you need Lashem to go and tell you that even though it's a mechus zman, that even though because it's a mechus zman, you cannot use this soir HaMishtalech anymore. You're going to have to bring another soir instead because this became now a mechus zman. Why can't you go and learn from the fact that every single soir HaMishtalech has to be roi for soir Lashem? It was roi for soir Lashem. In fact, until a minute ago, it was perfect. We made hagrola, it could have been, would have been, should have been, but it can't because we just shechted the mami post hagrola, and therefore zok the pasuk Lashem, don't think of using now this sir mishtalech because it became now mechus zman. We learn from Hashem that mechus zman applies even to sir hamishtalech. Frank Yomara, 1 second.
Right.
What's the din of the of the oisav yes benoi the shor oisav. Don't shecht the mommy and don't shecht the baby together on the same day. Who's shechting?
Right.
We're going to go and push this off the cliff. We're not going to go and shecht it. Me also, we should go and rachman. Of all abshchitehi. Hefti Mohammed Marov and Eretzisol, they say, Tchiyosi Litzuk. Zui shchitasoi, that for purposes of this din of Oysu Espanoi, Techios Latzuk has the same status as shchita, and therefore it becomes osir because of Mechusar Zman.
So
we're going to have to take another sort of Mishtalaya.
Yeah. Latzuk means how interesting the word Latzuk? Pushing it.
Tradition Latzuk.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so therefore that's why I need the Pasuk of Lashem. So he came out with 3 terutzim at the end, why I have the special Pasuk of Lashem by Mechus Zman. One case, like Reb Shimon, where he holds Hakrol, is not Ma'akev, the first animal died, you brought a new one, make sure that it's 8 days or old, or older. Ravina says, in case where the first one got a mum, and it was Mechal al Acher, make sure that that Acher is 8 days or older. And Rava says, in a case where it became Mechus Zman now, post hagrola, as a result of shechting the mother, post hagrola, it became a mechus zman. You cannot use it because of Hashem. You're going to have to bring a brand new sar mishpat.